The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
To wear or not to wear? That is the question. I'm talking about masks. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this, Thursday afternoon. It's 37 minutes after the bottom of the hour, and I appreciate so much you joining me today. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Oh, there is so much going on, and there is so much confusion. Yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, I told you that at 4 p.m., Republicans in the Ohio House were presenting a resolution to end all of the emergency health mandates handed down by the governor and the Department of Health at the end of June. Now, why would they do that? Because of SB 22, that did pass. The governor vetoed. The veto was overridden. And that gives the legislature power and authority to reverse executive directives on emergency health issues and so forth. So Republicans at 4 o'clock yesterday were proposing a resolution, to end all of the emergency health mandates, social distancing, the mask requirement, and so forth, for the end of June. That's when the law comes into effect. That's at 4 o'clock. Early yesterday morning, Governor DeWine's office announced the governor's having a press conference today at 5:30. Oh, really? When was that planned? The governor's having a press conference today at 5:30, and he's going to address the COVID thing here in the state of Ohio. So the Republicans at 4 o'clock are introducing legislation to end all the health mandates. You've got to be entertained by politics. So at 5:30... Governor DeWine does have a press conference, and he announces before the end of June, June 2nd, all of the executive health orders are going to be lifted. Well, did we reach that magical 50 per 100,000 cases? No, we're still not really even close. But the governor said we're headed in the right direction, And he said, among many other things, it's time for people to take personal responsibility. Well, that's what a lot of us said a year ago. You know, why don't you put out the facts, these statistics, and let people decide for themselves? Well, so anyway, the governor said, it's time. Well, okay, that's great. And I was thrilled. June 2nd, they're all going to be lifted. Now, that's going to create an enormous amount of controversy because, and not only controversy, but confusion as well, because he still made clear that individual businesses can make up their own mind, which I think that's the way it should have been from the beginning. So you're going to have some restaurants that are still going to have the sign on the window, masks are required. Probably most will rip those signs off the door and will not require masks at all. But who decides the business? You know, so anyway. And then the governor announces a brand new $1 million lottery for 5 consecutive weeks, beginning, May 26th, I think it is, for 5 consecutive weeks. Somebody in Ohio that has been vaccinated is going to win a cool $1 million. Really? We're gonna spend $5 million? Yep. We're gonna spend $5 million. How do you become eligible? Well, supposedly, if you have received at least one shot, you're registered. But nobody's really sure if you really are registered. And the governor made that clear. We hope you are. Maybe you are. But we're going to put up a website where you can register just in case you aren't registered. And then if you're under 18, instead of winning $1 million, you could win a full ride 4-year scholarship to an Ohio public university. It's an incentive to get people to get the vaccination. I think it's dumb. Just my personal opinion. I think we could come up with a lot of other ways to spend $5 million more wisely. But hey, you know, what do I know? Now, what I'm just now finding out about 30 minutes ago is that the governor, when asked, said that he had consulted with the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, and they didn't say, yeah, that's great, this lottery thing. The governor just said they didn't express any concern. But who was the one state official who should have been consulted? The Attorney General. About the legalities. How's this thing going to work? What are the liabilities for the state in offering this lottery? There's just so many legal things that could go wrong with this. Attorney General Dave Yost said last night, I never heard anything about it until you did. You mean the governor didn't ask you? No. The governor didn't approach your office about this lottery thing and whether it's really legal. No. I learned the same time you did. So it's just, oh, my goodness. Some are saying it's brilliant, it's great, it's wonderful. Others are, well... The top House Democrat, Representative Amelia Sykes, said this today, using millions of dollars in relief funds in a drawing is a grave misuse of money that could be going to respond to this ongoing crisis. In response, Governor DeWine said, I know that some may say, DeWine, you're crazy. This $1 million drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. But the real waste when the vaccine is now readily available is a life lost to COVID-19. So evidently, this idea kind of came up out of the blue. He didn't consult with the Attorney General. Anyway, I am absolutely thrilled that on June 2nd, we can burn our masks. But it gets more confusing. Because yesterday, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, yesterday the CDC was saying, well, you don't have to wear masks outside. In fact, Dr. Fauci yesterday made a big announcement. You don't have to wear masks outside if you've been vaccinated. But inside, you should still wear your mask. That was yesterday. Well, that all changed today. Did the science change? Did the virus change? Well, what did change from yesterday to today? Well, we're not really sure, but it gets more confusing. I started to say I'll try to explain it all when we come back. Now I'm just going to tell you what's going on. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. But actually, it's more good news, but more confusion, which is kind of typical of the days we're living in. All right, we'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, so big news here in Ohio. Governor DeWine yesterday announced June 2nd, he's going to lift all of the executive orders, the masks, the social distancing, the capacity at stadiums, and all of that, June 2nd. Then he announced the lottery. Five individuals are going to win $1 million apiece. All they got to do is get the vaccine. Can you say bribery? Well, anyway, five people are going to get $1 million apiece. I don't know. I foresee chaos. Anyway, then yesterday, the CDC insisted that if you were outside and vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, but inside you still do, even if you're with other people who are wearing masks. In fact, yesterday, the president met with a group of Democrats and Republicans at the White House. They were all vaccinated, and they were all wearing masks. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the CDC today has updated their guidance. I am reading from CNN, of all places. Quote, people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 do not need to wear masks or practice social distancing indoors or outdoors, except under certain circumstances, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced today. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said, quote, if you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Now, just a few days ago, this very same person, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, oh my goodness, this is the woman that just a short time ago went in front of TV cameras and with tears in her eyes said, I see impending doom. Do you remember that? That hasn't even been a month ago. I see impending doom. Today, The very same woman says, hey, take your masks off, burn them, throw them in the trash. If you've been fully vaccinated, you don't even need to wear them anymore. Indoors, outdoors, you don't need to social distance. No, no, no. If you've been vaccinated, everything is now back to normal. Here's my big question. What changed? What changed in 24 hours? What changed in a week? Did the virus change? No. Did the science change? No. Then here is the only conclusion I can reach. This was a purely arbitrary decision because of enormous pushback from the American people. In a matter of days, Dr. Rochelle Walensky has gone from, I see impending doom, to, hey, let's have a mask burning party. Let's get rid of the mask. Now, listen to this. Walensky said, the science supports the new recommendation that anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. She was asked, well, why? And here was her answer. Studies show that vaccines work. Wait a minute. Wait. Time out. When these vaccines were first approved on an emergency basis, we were told they were either 95 to 97% effective. Remember that? We were told that over and over and over again. Everybody needs to get the vaccine because it's been proven they're 95 to 97% effective. So here we are 3 months later, and she says, we just found out that these vaccines are, they're like 97% effective. We've known that for 3 months. So why couldn't we take the masks off then if we had been vaccinated? What changed? And the answer is nothing has changed. So many of these decisions have been arbitrary. So now what do we do? Governor DeWine yesterday said you got to wear your mask until June 2nd. The CDC said today you don't need to wear your mask. So who do we believe? No, I'm serious. Who do we believe? Who do restaurants believe? Who do companies believe? All right, we'll be back.